I think affordable housing depends on how much you're making. And as I said, we don't have enough housing for starter homes, for people who just want to, you know, start, build equity, buy a small house, and then hopefully once they build some equity in it, are able to buy up. There are programs that other university towns are working to help people with their down payment. That's usually a big jump for people who, you know, just get out of school or that kind of thing to be able to put down 10% or something. Manhattan is a rather expensive place to live. Another thing that's complicating things are the number of units throughout our city that are bought by individuals just to rent out on football weekends, that kind of thing. And often those are lower income houses, and they're in a neighborhood, and that doesn't improve the neighborhood to have empty houses except on Friday and Saturday, and then on Friday and Saturday maybe it becomes a big party house, that kind of thing. It's surprising to me how many people have these sort of football weekend condos and that kind of thing. But we need to look at whatever we can do to provide housing and even mobile units. Many of those are very attractive these days. And as I said, these are kind of for starters, to get people to build their equity so that they can then expand that equity.